This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Eight missiles from Pakistan were directed at Satwari, Samba, Arispura and Arnia of Jammu and Kashmir. Defense sources said all missiles were intercepted and blocked by air defense units. Sources said the visuals over Jammu remind of exactly Hamas-style attack on Israel. Pakistan army is operating and behaving like the terror organization Hamas. Sources said that Pakistan's ISI and Hamas met last month in POK. Military stations of Jammu, Pathankot and Udhampur in proximity to the international boundary were targeted by Pakistan using missiles and drones. There have been no losses. The threat was neutralized by Indian armed forces as per SOP with kinetic and non-kinetic means. Defense sources said drones were sighted at multiple places along Western Front and confirmed to be hostile. These were effectively engaged by Indian air defense systems. Meanwhile, at around 11 p.m. last night, Border Security Force foiled a major infiltration bid at the international boundary in Jammu Kashmir Samba district. Indian armed forces targeted air defense radars and systems at a number of locations in Pakistan yesterday. According to the Defense Ministry, it has been learned that an air defense system at Lahore has been neutralized. The ministry said Indian response has been in the same domain with same intensity as Pakistan. Pakistan attempted to engage a number of military targets in northern and western India, including Avantipura, Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Amritsar, Kapurthala, Jalandhar, Ludhiana, Adampur, Bhatinda, Chandigarh, Nal, Falodi, Uttarlai and Bhuj using drones and missiles on Thursday. India stressed that the Pahalgam terror attack of 22nd April is the original escalation and India is only responding to it. In a special briefing on Operation Sindoor in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said New Delhi's intention has not been to escalate matters and only terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan has been hit.
Our intention has not been to escalate matters. We are only responding to the original escalation, as I said, and our response has been targeted, precise, controlled and measured. No military targets have been selected. Only terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan has been hit.
The Foreign Secretary said that Pakistan's reputation as center of global terrorism is rooted in various terrorist attacks across the globe. Mr. Misri pointed out that when discussion was going on in UNSC on the Pahalgam attack, Pakistan opposed the mention of the Resistance Front, TRF, in the press statement. Pakistan did this even after TRF claimed the responsibility of the attack.
Pakistan is also home to a very large number of UN proscribed terrorists, as well as terrorists proscribed by a number of other governments in the world, including, of course, the Lashkar-e-Taiba and the Jaish-e-Mohammed, as well as their leaders, Masood Azhar and Hafiz Muhammad Saeed. Aapne dekha hoga haal hi mein, pichle kuch dino mein, Pakistan ke raksha mantri aur unke purv videsh mantri, dono ne is baat ko mana hai ki Pakistan ka aise groups ke saath jo rishta hai, wo kya raha hai.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday and underlined India's targeted and measured response to cross-border terrorism. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India will firmly counter any attempts at escalation. He said he deeply appreciates US commitment to work with India in the fight against terrorism. The External Affairs Minister also discussed India's targeted and measured response to firmly counter terrorism in a teleconference with Italian Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani. Defense sources have said that inputs with respect to suicide attack by terrorists at Pathankot or Rajouri is completely false. They also said there has been no movement of tanks on either sides. Delhi government has cancelled all leaves of its officials and officers until further notice. In an official order, it stated that the decision was made in light of the prevailing situation and the necessity to ensure preparedness of the emergency response system. The IPL match between Punjab Kings and Delhi Capitals at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala was called off yesterday as a precautionary measure. Punjab Kings were 122 for 1 in 10.1 overs when stadium's floodlights were turned off. The match between Punjab Kings and Mumbai Indians, originally scheduled to be played in Dharamshala on Sunday afternoon, has been relocated to Narendra Modi Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.